October 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, once again, I appeal to you to pray often and from the heart. Do not pray amidst great distractions, as this weakens your prayer effort. Surrender your hearts to me as a child tries to please his Father. With your fervent prayers, I try to balance the scale of justice which St. Michael holds in his hands. Because of your prayers, I am able to solve many problems bubbling up in the world around you. I save your strongest prayers to undo the tangled efforts of Satan which threaten world peace. He uses miscommunication, technology, fashions, and more in ways which only evil could encourage. Your prayers help to reveal his twisted plans and his convoluted use of power. You may never know in this life the strength of your prayers or how they bring unity where there has been dangerous discord. So it is, I speak to you today to lift your spirit and to help you to understand how much I need and appreciate your prayers. Without your prayer effort, there would be no world to save." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.